coronavirus events. There are strange things going on during this coronavirus epidemic. The Perm Opera and Ballet Theatre is going to offer streaming performances, but rather than closing the theatre entirely to the public, it will allow one person in during the performance. So how will this person be selected? Will it be done by allowing the most influential ones to take turns, or will some other method be used? I thought this was an interesting question, so I checked it out, and apparently there is going to be a drawing. I don't know who will be allowed to be in the drawing, but I do know whoever is selected will have to pass inspection by a doctor before they are allowed in the theater. I put up a post on my Facebook page referring to an incident I had at a Walgreens drugstore. I went in to pick up a prescription, and on the floor were markers where people should stand while they waited in line. Each marker was at least 5 feet away from the one before. This was fine with me. When I got to the front of the line and up to the counter, I was asked for my address, which I gave to the clerk, and she retrieved my medicine. After asking me my address and name, she instructed me to punch in my phone number into a device on the counter which had buttons similar to a credit card device. Now I ask you, why would anyone set up line keeping people apart so they don't catch the virus, and then ask him to touch the most germ-ridden device they possibly could have? Needless to say, I refused, and the clerk said to me, "Well, I'm not going to touch that," in a less than nice manner. I said to her, "I have a great idea. Let's neither one of us touch it and just give me my medicine," which they reluctantly did. I think people have to use their heads during these trying times and not rely on others to keep them safe. I am not saying others do not care about us, because that wouldn't be true. There are many people risking life and limb to keep us safe at this time. What I am saying is the ultimate responsibility is with us, and we have to use common sense. The great toilet paper roundup has deprived some people of having any toilet paper at all, while others have so much it would last for years. What these toilet paper hoarders are failing to realize is they are contributing to the spread of the virus by forcing others to use other means to clean themselves, thus in some instances spreading more germs. Rather than keeping themselves supplied with a mountain of things they don't need, they are just making things worse. One thing the coronavirus has taught us is we now know for sure what would happen in a crisis. People might even decide in some instances to buy all the food, leaving others without anything to eat. Plans will have to be made so this never happens again. In a time of crisis, limits must be put on the number of things people can buy. If stores would have put a limit on the goods that are missing from the shelves now, they would still be there and there would be enough for everyone. It is truly a sin when someone comes along and buys everything on the shelf, thus depriving others of an opportunity to get some needed supplies. One of the unexpected things which has happened is we have gotten cleaner air. This proves one thing: much of the air pollution we face is certainly caused by human activity. Some have denied this for years, but now we see what causes at least some of it. The air above some cities in China has cleared up in record time, and it is being said never before in human history has air cleaned up this fast. One thing we all have to be careful about is acting upon what we read on social media. There have been a lot of stories about how to treat the coronavirus with vegetables, spices and other things. One poor soul thought he was in possession of a drug which would help him against getting the virus. Unfortunately, somehow, he must have misread the contents of this item, since it was used to clean pools, and when he took it, it killed him. There was also a rumor going around your pet can catch the coronavirus, or it can spread to humans from pets. Scientists have said you cannot catch the virus from your pet, and yet some people have bought masks for their pets from a company on the internet which makes them specifically for animals. There is also a rumor going around the internet which states antibiotics can treat the coronavirus and sometimes prevent it. The Centers for Disease Control has been quoted as saying antibiotics only treat bacterial infections, and since the coronavirus is a viral infection it will not treat it, so people are being told not to take antibiotics lying around the house in the hope that it will do anything for them. Misinformation about treatment for the coronavirus can hurt a lot of people in different ways. The best places to check for information are the CDC and WHO. The CDC is the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and is a federal agency. The WHO is the World Health Organization and is part of the United Nations. Even in times like this, propaganda is still rampant. Let me give you an example. It seems like every country in the world has a shortage of face masks. Taiwan, the enemy of mainland China, is placing their flag on the packaging of face masks they are selling, so if the Chinese on the mainland buy these masks, they will know where they are coming from. Some women have been seen inserting a sanitary pad inside a face mask because they believe it will make the mask more effective when they use it. People have actually been seen walking around inside of a plastic sheet with the sheet over their head hanging down all around their body. I have to wonder about this because it seems to me this forces the air they breathe to come up from the ground, which probably has more germs on it than anywhere else. The virus is no joke and we have to treat it seriously, but we shouldn't worry to the point it affects our health.